with the third pick. I made the earth sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Third Pick Podcast, man, episode 34. As usual, is your guy, Scott Mariano. You know to follow us on Twitter at Barbchair Scott Mariano. Let them know they can follow you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. At Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask Sean about our last conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's none of your business. You know what I mean? At Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. Yo, we out here. We back. We are fucking back.
We back, man. We back. What a week it has been. Last week, we had the homie Big Dave on from CSGO. Got a good
Shout out to Dave. Yeah.
Shout out to Dave, man. You know, one of our few guests we've had on this podcast. And we talked about how we weren't expecting much from the series. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I think you said Bucks and five. I think both of y'all said Bucks and five. And I was like, man, it's
going to be I was saying the Bulls fan in me for real want to say like Bucks and six because I think we'd get, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, yeah, Bucks and five. But, you know.
Yeah, I was like, man, I just didn't see it because just going off the way we had, been playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but in this time that we've been, watching the playoffs, man, it is now a 1-1 series as we're getting ready to head to the crib, to the madhouse on Madison, which will actually be tonight. When you're listening to this, it'll be a Friday, so it'll actually be tonight. You know what I'm saying? Going to be a raucous crowd. I know I saw Vooch said something like, or I'm expecting the United Center to be like, I'm like, man, you have no idea, bro.
Yeah,
have no idea. You're new. Really, nobody on this team knows because they weren't, on the team last time we made it. But just overall thought, we're gonna get to a full breakdown. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to our post game shows, man. Definitely appreciate y'all for rocking with us. We're gonna have ones for 3 and 4. Game five, there will not be one because I will be en route to Las Vegas to cover the draft. If there is a game six, I probably won't be able to do that either because I'll be covering the draft. So, but we will be doing a pod. So at least we'll have live shows for the next two. And if there is a game seven, we'll have a live post game show for game seven.
Sir.
We're gonna keep giving y'all these weekly pods every week. So who knows? This might be a long run for us. We'll get into injury news later. But overall, man, what's your thoughts? We got into a little bit on it like last night, just initial reaction, but having time to sleep on this victory, and of course the Chris Middleton news, which we'll get into later. Yeah. What's your whole thoughts two games in?
As much as I look back at game one, and I know the general consensus is like we could be or should be up 2-0. I honestly think that we was going to split regardless. Like, seeing this, if we would have won game one the way we played, I don't know if I would have felt necessarily good about that. You know what I'm saying? Like down the stretch, I don't know. And then game two, like we all expected Milwaukee to play, better, but we just upped it. You know what I'm saying? Like we really upped it. We took some of those, things that we talked about in our post game. Like, bro, stop shooting so many threes. Get to the line. Like drive. Make it. Get some pressure. Put the pressure on them. Saw a lot more of that shit in game two, and you see what happened. We get a ugly W. You know what I'm saying? We up by as much as like 16 at one point. Of course, they made a run. They're the champs. They're the home team. Referee shit, momentum. It's just the way the game go. But I'm proud of the guys, though. I'm proud of the guys for coming out of there 1-1. Nobody expected us to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the series that everybody was saying, nobody care about that, whatever. And it's like, that's cool. The Bulls probably haven't done enough to sway your opinion. That's fine. Perfectly fine. But I give a fuck.
Yeah, I care. Right.
And, they got it done in game two, dog. And I'm just so happy that to win a game over there, especially game two while we're going back home, like just to ride that momentum going back home. Like this shit is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, man. I feel great, but I'm excited. I'm officially getting my hopes up, which is, I came into this like, oh man, we're gonna get our ass kicked. It's whatever, we get the series over. But now it's like, I think every Bulls fan, who had the realistic eye is like, yo, we got a shot at it.
So you're saying there's a shot.
And Chris Middleton, he's going to be out for the rest of the series, Woj said today. Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to, even though I had this later on in the rundown, might as well talk about it now. I don't want to put too much dip on my chip and be like, oh yeah, we got this shit. Because the best player in the game is still on the other team. They're still the defending champions. They still have Jrue Holiday, who's really, really good. You still have Brook Lopez, who has been kicking our ass. Bobby Portis was not on the Milwaukee Bucks injury report today, so they expect him to play game three. He always kills us. This is a team that has a lot of pride. They're not going to go out without a fight. You know what I'm saying? But in these first two games, I'm happy. Like, remember, we kept saying, you know, even from the beginning of the year, we was like, yo, get a top six seed, get in the playoffs, give somebody hell. And that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing right now. And it's like the effort has been amazing. This is the effort we're seeing from this team is the effort we saw from this team the first, 35, 40 games of the season?
At least,
You know, this is what we wanted. You know, Caruso looks as healthy as he's been since he's come back. Pat looks good. Pat had a really good game too. And DeMar, I want an apology to DeMar DeRozan. You know, I was cooking him on Twitter and, you know, IG on our game one post game show because, you know, I seen somebody was like, well, why are you doing this to him? It's one game. I'm like, it's not the one game. I've seen this nigga do this on other teams. So it was like he has a, you know, he set a standard pretty much of not really balling like he should come playoff time. So that's what more I was responding to, and it kind of looked like more thing.
Yeah, but not that he can't hoop. It was just like, nah, this has just been the knock on him. You know, it's fair. It was fair, you know.
Yeah, and that's just really what it is. And I was like, and he said, I'm never going to shoot 625 again. And he went out there, and he did. He put us on his back. Those last couple minutes was stressful, but I love it. Well, now you're 1-1, going back to the crib. And Charles Barkley said something that made a lot of sense as I was just watching before we came on here as they were doing a pregame for Grizzlies-Wolves. He said, when you're a team, especially when you're the underdog team, and you split the first two games on the road, now you have home court advantage. You have to win game three because then if you lose game three, all the work you did in the first two games is for nothing because now the home court advantage is right back. So it's like – I like what they've done, and like even I love the. I watched all the post game last night, and you know, shout out to all the post game shows. You know, shout out to Big Dave, Matt Pett of CSGO. They had a real good post game show. Will Gottlieb. Shout out to the NBC Chicago Sports post game show with Jason Goff, Kendall Gill, Will Perdue. All them really good coverage, and I love what I saw from them. Now I don't know if you saw the video they posted on the Bulls IG.
In
the locker room. Everybody's celebrating, and Billy's like, yo. He's like, yo, you know, this shit don't even matter no more. And as soon as he was talking, Caruso kind of come on, like, yo, can I say something?
Yeah.
He said, look, these motherfuckers over here, they're the ones who are going to – they're back against the wall. We can't think about this shit anymore. So I love that veteran leadership, man.
Yeah, no, that's what you need for a team like that to hear because it's easy for them to get too high up on that W because a lot of these guys, like you said, are young, inexperienced. Eager to prove themselves, eager to just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, be the guy or whatever. But it's like, we still need to calm down and understand that. Like, even at halftime, I tweeted it out. 14-point lead is cool. We got to close. We got to win this game. I'm not about to pop shit. This is still the champs. It is what it is. So, for Caruso to be there, it goes to show you just how important not only he is, but, like, teams that struggle, they don't have, like, veteran leadership anywhere. They don't have anybody who's been, you know, to the finals, won anything, to be in those situations to let you know after one playoff win, hey, let's relax a little. You know what I mean? Like, you can have your fun basket a moment, but we got to move on to game three. Because like you said, if we lose game three, we right back to, you know what I'm saying, gentleman sweep territory damn near. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. And, you know, I think just, you know, it's a learning process. And I think no matter how this series ends, Bulls fans and the Bulls front office, AK Cookie, like, man, we gave the champs a fight in a year where we, you know, in a series where we didn't have maybe our most important piece in Lonzo Ball. Like, I don't want to, but just in advance for you Milwaukee fans, if we do win this series, I don't want to hear the Chris Middleton shit for multiple reasons. One, we don't have Lonzo Ball. This evens the playing field out. Number two, injuries happen in the playoffs. Shit, the reason y'all motherfuckers won the championship last year because you beat Brooklyn without fucking Kyrie Irving and James Harden on one fucking hamstring.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And nobody, there's not an asterisk on y'all rings.
Yeah, nah, because like you said, injuries are just a part of the game. We didn't complain all season. We just was hopeful that we'd get our team back. But, you know, if the Bucks do lose this series, like, I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like, y'all have just like you listed off, you have Drew Holiday, you got Bobby Portis, you got Brooke, you got Giannis still. It's not like Giannis went out. If Giannis went out, then I see you saying, Giannis, like, whatever.
I'd be like, nigga,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's over with. Yeah. It's Chris Middleton. He's a fantastic player. I hope that he heals well. You know what I'm saying? I hate injuries. No matter what team the guy plays for, yeah. Not one of them niggas that's like, you know, yes, my thing is we can capitalize on things that happen along the way. But I would tell any Bulls fan right now, like, if we win this series or we take it to seven, whatever, I better not see you apologizing for us taking it how right. We did because they got hurt. Like, I don't give a fuck about that at all. Like,
at all.
Next man up, play ball. It's part of the game.
And also, if we didn't get hurt, we wouldn't be a damn 60 right now. So I don't want to hear that shit. We'd be going against probably Toronto right now and knocking them around. By the way, I saw a lot of you Toronto Raptors fans on Twitter talking shit about us. When you niggas is a game for what? Cancun. Remember the end of the season? I saw a lot of people like,
I was about to say, they better be worried about that motherfucker over there in Philly now.
I was like, 1-2-3 Cancun, nigga. Y'all one loss away. But
yeah. And they took that game off so crazy, too.
Dog, them missed free throws at the end. Free throws, man. And free throws will kill you. Missed free throws kill you in the playoffs, man. It's ask Nick Anderson. And I hate to say that because he's Chicago legend. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, bro. From these first two games, man, let's talk about like things that you know you want to see continue, like the most important thing to help them split, and one thing that a trait that you saw that you didn't like that they need to nip in the bud.
I'm gonna start right there with what they need to nip in the bud. They need to stop trying to be, you know, the Golden State Warriors, bro. Stop shooting so many three, like so many. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with the outcome of it, but watching the game, it was stressful to see. Even Vucci took what, 8 or 9? Something like that. I want to say he was 50%. So, you know, so I think he was like 4 for 8. Now, you can look at the 40 he hit, but I'm looking at the 80 he took, and I'm just like, I just don't like it because I've seen that shit bite us in the ass so many times during the season. And, you know, even in game one, I just don't really like it. I would want them to kind of tone down the threes. Like, if you're wide open, take it, fuck it. But we shouldn't be coming down just pulling, bro. Because at that point, we're praying on the outcome. We're not looking at that like, oh, that's a good shot. So, I kind of want them to scale that back a little bit. That may be like the biggest knock on them. But on the positive side, exactly what we saw in game, like, you know, DeMar forcing the action with Giannis, not waiting until he come over there or like, you know, having a play. No, like I'm coming downhill. I'm coming right at you. Come play defense. You're going to either foul me, block it. I'm going to make whatever. But he was forcing the action. I love to see that. So I do want to see our guys get more aggressive, which kind of ties into the – 3-point shit, like go to the rim, get the easy shots, bro. It's nothing wrong with getting easy money. Like it's nothing wrong. Low hanging fruit is still fruit, my nigga. It's right there.
Yeah, I'm with you. The thing that I want them to not do, I need them to, like you said, stop being so damn jump heavy. I think that's the number one annoying thing about this team is they shoot too damn much. And I don't have a problem with Boots shooting threes because, like I said in the post game, like Milwaukee's terrible. Guard the three. He's going to get open looks. Now, 10 is a little excessive, but I don't have a problem with 5 to 6, you know, 3-point attempts a game.
Yeah.
But one thing I loved was Vooch. Even though he didn't make the shots he needed to make in game one, I love the approach. Like, defensively, he's been really, really good. He has been rebounding his ass off in this series.
He might Hopefully he does.
In game one, we was close to getting blown out, and he was the only one keeping us afloat in that game. So I got to give it up to Vooch. He's really backing up, being a big-time player, man. But that leads into my next topic is we're going to talk about Zach LaVine. You know, Zach, now, of course, he still has the knee injury. So I don't want to, you know, put too much on that. I get it. I understand what he's going through. But I need more from Zachary. You know, he had – 18 points on like 5 or 16 shooting in game one. He had 20 last night, but he had 16 at halftime. So it's like he only finished with 4 for the rest of the game. Now, I think it's a multitude of reasons why he hasn't been the Zach that we know and the Zach we want to see. One may be the injury. 2 is also maybe Billy's not getting him involved. 3 is sometimes DeMar sees nobody but the fucking rim.
Right, that's most, what, might be most important.
That might be most important, but I also feel like sometimes he's too passive, and that's why I think the team is like also. Now, if you pay attention to it, like I think DeMar had like 39 in like the 8-minute mark, and he didn't get that 41 in the last like 30 seconds. That's because there was too much standing around. There was too many. Oh shit, DeMar cooking, and anybody looking like there was multiple possessions when Zach is just sitting in a corner. Now, granted, he had a big 3. that pushed the lead to 11 that really, really helped. But I need more aggressiveness from Zach. I'm not saying he's got to take the last shot. If he wants DeMar to take the last shot, fine. Yeah. But I need them to bounce that offense off each other more.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's I think even when you look at the way like the Grizzlies play, right? It's a different team. I'm not trying to compare it like down to the, you know, down to the plan. But when you see Ja knows like this is the time I need to take over. This is the time I need to pass. You know what I'm saying? Like he just knows, and he does a great job of, you know, taking over and saying like, okay, I need to get to the rim. Period. And there's not many people that can stop him. So when he knows that not many people can stop him, I see the same thing for Zach LaVine. Like he's a tall, slim guard. You know what I mean? That's just like you can't really stop him from getting to where he's trying to get to. He'll stop himself a lot, and it is very frustrating to watch. I think that maybe Billy does what he can to get Zach involved without actually trying to put like some, I guess, like restraints, because it's like he knows the talent is there. So he's like, look, I'm going to let this guy go out there and just create. I just don't think Zach, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it, I don't know if he don't trust his, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's the knee could be playing on him, but I don't know what it is about his game. Like is he afraid of being like looked at like the bad guy if he takes too many shots and we lose, or?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
That's a legitimate question. Now I've been trying to figure out, because it's like, I just need more aggression. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that he's got to earn anything with this upcoming contract he's getting. But if you're going to be a max contract guy and the Bulls are going to give him this $200 million this offseason, you know, I don't know why some fans out there, he's going to leave, y'all. He's not. The contract is all but fucking signed, bro.
Yeah, like, to go where? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can offer him the most money. He loves being here. Like, stop it.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs, bro. Like,
and we're in the playoffs. And it's like, I just need him to, you know, to show me something, to show me that I have faith, because let's keep it real. Long term, the Bulls want to win a championship, right? Mm-hmm. Making the playoffs is cool, but this organization, we were spoiled growing up. We saw six championships. We want more championships. So in order to be a champion, you need a superstar. So it's either going to take AK trading for one or signing one, or Zach takes the superstar leap. So for him to take the superstar leap, I need him for his presence to be felt in this series. I really don't want to hear about injuries. I'm not saying they don't have something to do with it. Everybody in the playoffs hurt, dog. I think if anything, it might help hurt his lift, but that ain't got nothing to do with your energy. And how
I was
many
just
times
about to say, and even from how we've been seeing him play in these two games, it doesn't look like it's holding him back from doing anything that he really wants to do. And when you talk about that superstar leap, that shit comes from the free throw line, bro. It's the reason they talk about James Harden that way. And, you know, you look at, like, Chris Paul, even like when Chris was taking niggas off the dribble and going to the cup, D Wade, they took that leap because they're forcing the action. They're living at that free throw line. They're making it to where they're kind of untouchable. And I don't know if Zach, if it's like a psychological thing, like he doesn't want to play that way. He wants, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't figure out who's now that's the person who I'm trying to figure out, like, what he is. Like, I know that he's a dog, like, he's super talented.
Yeah.
But who is he? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is he? Like, so when you look at like Kobe White and me asking those questions, it's whatever. He's a bench guy we put in for energy. But the guy that's leading your franchise, you need to know who he is, not just what he's capable of. Like, what is
and
he going to do?
And DeMar doesn't have a big ego. If it comes down to Zach having more possessions, I don't think DeMar's going to give a shit about that.
Yeah, I think DeMar might prefer to be a number two, because coming down and, you know, having to take those shots, a lot of shots that we'd be like, damn, DeMar. But he got to take those shots sometimes, because if he doesn't, nobody will shoot.
And that's so DeMar's game, too.
That's his game. It's where he's most comfortable playing. It's how he accumulated all his damn points for the most part. Yeah. So with Zach, I just need to know who Zach is. And this playoff series right here is going to tell me, I think, a lot about who he is going into the summer.
Yeah.
I have a lot to think about, and it's going to come down to, like, this playoff series.
And I need him to make the Tatum leap, man. I need him to make the Tatum leap.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Tatum was good in that. Remember, his rookie year, they made these conference finals. Took LeBron to seven. And to me, that was one of the most perplexing game sevens. Because remember, he dunked on LeBron's ass. And then Brad Stevens was like, oh, we're not giving this nigga the ball no more. And it's like they lost. It was just weird. They just stopped giving the ball to Tatum. But now Tatum is legit number one. Tatum is, you know, my definition of superstars off the court too, so I wouldn't call Tatum a superstar yet.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
Like, I only think there's six, maybe seven legitimate superstars in the NBA. Because I feel like with a superstar, it's somebody who doesn't watch basketball regularly knows who the fuck
knows
you
who
are.
They are. Yeah, like, my wife knows who Steph Curry is. She don't know who. If I said Jimmy Butler or something like that, she'd be like, who?
My mama don't know who Jason Tatum is. You know what I'm saying? If I say LeBron or Steph or Kevin Durant, she know who the fuck that is.
Right, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She only knows Zach LaVine because I'm a Bulls fan. That's all.
I was about to say, yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah.
But like, that's what I'm saying, that's my definition of superstar. So Tatum took that leap. You know what I'm saying? To the point where Tatum's not scared of anything. I'm not saying Zach is scared, but show me something, bro. And that's why I'm looking for the rest of the series.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to accuse him of being scared because I know that he's a warrior. Like, I've seen Zach go out there. He's playing now on an injury.
The fact he's playing now, he wants to win. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to win. My thing is, like you said, it's a perfect example with Tatum. We was looking at Tatum like, yeah, he's nice, but I mean, can he take over the game? Like, can he? And now you look at him, you're like, hey, man, you better get out that motherfucker way. He different. I think Zach, whatever Tatum went through, you know, to get there, I think Zach needs to show us that in this, you know, this play. And I do think, you know, players get different after the playoffs, win or lose.
Yeah.
After that playoff experience, they realize that it was a higher level that they can get to that they've never been pushed there before. They bring that back to the regular season. Now, I think that the Zach we get in this playoff series is going to help the Zach we get from next year and beyond, you know, once he signed that contract. Because coming off a good playoff series, whether we take him to seven or go five, it's going to boost his confidence up the same way it did coming from the Olympics. We saw a different Zach in the regular season coming right from there. I think it's going to continue here. So we just need to see, like you said, what he is. Like, get mad, bro. Like, get mad. Not just at the referees. Get mad for real. Where you turn to red. You light skin as hell. We're going to see it. So, this, you know what I mean? We got to see that, really. That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway. He's one of my favorite players. So
I agree with you 100%. And when you're talking about how, like, you know, learn, Ja Morant learned, you know. You know, they you know, got in the playoffs, got served by Utah, but he learned. You know, it's the championship teams aren't built overnight. And that's why I think people need to understand. Like, the Bucks are the champs now. Remember, for years, Giannis ain't got no bag. They can't beat the Heat. They can't beat the – every time Giannis is on the stage with another superstar. Kawhi took his lunch. Jimmy
Butler
took his lunch.
They was just calling Giannis pussy the bubble year.
Yeah, exactly.
They was just calling him – they was writing him off like, oh, yeah, he's whatever.
Yeah. And he had to go and say, I bet I'm going to give y'all one of the most epic postseason runs ever for people to finally shut the fuck up. And he's going to have to do the same. And now when you're talking about the Bulls are playing with house money. And this is one of the few times you can do it. And that's why if I'm a Bucks fan, I'd be worried. Not too worried because I still have him the MVP. But I'd be worried because this team, since we're in your division, we know you. That was like the, what, seventh time we played them this year?
Yeah, and you know, for that to be a W on their court in the playoffs is like,
And let's keep it up. We got our ass whooped in the last two regular season games, but the first two were close.
Yeah, I was about to say we talked about that too. Yeah.
So four out of the six games they played together have been close, and this is a team where we have nothing to lose. Everything the game, they have everything. They are the defending world champions. You cannot lose in the first round. Period.
If you losing that game good enough to put the little, you know what I'm saying, the question mark over people's eyes. Like, wait a minute, damn. Like, are the Bulls about to do this? That's in line.
And I want the national media to stay over there. Like, by the way.
Yeah. Just like Josh said, stay on
like
that
side. Like Josh said, you switched up. Stay your ass over there. The very few, like Jay Williams, held it down, of course, Jay, a former Bull, you know, and all that. But, you know, I saw Jalen Rose, like, well, they still going to be five game series. And, Greeny was like, why? And he was like, the first two games, but he said, well, because of the regular season. I'm like, Jalen, you talking about the fucking regular season?
Yeah, that's my Detroit brethren, too. You know what I'm saying?
And I love Jalen.
Fellow hairline champion. But I was just like, I'm like, Jalen, this is what they got you doing on this segment. Right. I'm like, this ain't even you, man, for real. Like,
they woke you up in the early in the morning for
I think that's what it was. He was just like, man, hey, nigga, he probably bet some money on this. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna shoot him a little bell on that. That's my dog, but come on, my nigga. Like,
Jalen Rose is the realest nigga on ESPN. But I was just like, come on, man. I was like, come on, bro. Like, And Caruso and DeMar said this up. What I love too is like in all the post game on podium interviews, and I don't know about you, but I love watching playoff podium.
No, absolutely.
I would sit on YouTube and watch everyone from every series because I remember like growing up all the iconic quotes. You
every
know,
single
like,
time.
Every
like,
single time.
We used to be in the front room, like when the game go off, you know, everybody go do they get something to drink, whatever.
Yeah.
But then when the shit come up, we in there like
locked in. Like, I posted on my IG today. I was like, I posted the MJ quote. He was like, still gotta come to Chicago. You know, no matter what happens, you still gotta come to Chicago. Remember Kobe? Kobe went up there one time in a velour suit. Shout out to 2002. And he was like, they was like, Kobe, do you have any fear about any situations? He was like, nah. Like, that's why I love them podium games. You know what I'm
like so, it is what, you know, but we did exactly what we were supposed to do, even if we don't win another game.
Yeah, exactly.
What we were supposed to do. Exactly. And, you know, it's not that I'm on some – again, I told y'all before, this ain't no moral victory shit. I'm not content. I'm not getting complacent. And I advise the Bulls not to get complacent as well. You know what I mean? That's a different conversation. But it's like we're coming into the playoffs. We already knew. Like, bro, just win the game. We talked about this on the episode right before the playoffs started. I said they win the game when popping the bottle. And who knew it would come in game two? Yep. You know, I think everybody had us penciled in to maybe win game three because – you know, the champs took the first two at home. Yeah. They gonna say the NBA rigged it so the fucking they can get an extra. You know how that shit start to go, whatever. Everybody expected us to win game three, so keep that same energy because I think we can win game three too.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and I remember DeMar said on his podium, it was like, well, DeMar, you guys play so bad around the stretch. What made you why are y'all playing differently now? There's two things that stood out to me. One, he was like, well, it's post playoffs, like. Nothing you do in the regular season matters when you get to this point, which is true. And he also said, kind of like got into the psyche. So I think we were just tired with the regular season. Like, we were just so ready for the playoffs to start.
We talked about that.
We just wasn't putting no effort. And him, Vooch, and Caruso kept saying, something happened over this last week off. They had a team meeting. Must have been people cussing out each other, throwing chairs. Yeah. They said they got their mind right in a closed-doors meeting. And it looked like the team we've been seeing hoop the first half of the season. And that to me is like shows accountability by the veteran leadership there and also the young guys listening.
Yeah, for the young guys even more than the vets, because the young guys can take that energy wrong and let that psych them out the game, let that sour them on teammates. But for them to take that, I think they understand that this is a brotherhood. And we talked about this all season. The camaraderie is one of the things that I love about this team the most. Yeah. Off the court, on the court, like, you know, in the translate, you can see it. So you know, I definitely love the situation that we're in right now, especially, you know, coming back to Chicago, like, for this playoff game, that crowd, man, like, oh, man.
I cannot wait to see that, man. I really wish I was there. I really, really will. I'm going to Chicago in, like, 2 weeks. And so, but who knew? If we win the series, maybe get a playoff game in, you know? We'll see. But let's talk about, I mean, more in-depth on Chris Middleton's injury. Like I said, he has a strained MCL. He's going to be out the rest of the series, Woj says. How does this change the series, like from a basketball perspective and what the Bucks like to do? How does this change the series?
I think it's going to make some players on Milwaukee have to get out of their comfort zone, because I think as long as everybody is okay with the pecking order, everybody understands their role. They don't have to worry about what the next man is doing because that's on him. Now, when the second guy in line goes down, you know, to me, I think still I love Jrue Holiday to death. But I still think Chris Middleton is like the number two guy, you know, like right after that, then, you know, it's Jrue and everybody else. But when the number two guy goes down, everybody else has to move up one. And it's like, okay, what do I, there's a lot of like, there might be some hesitancy, like, oh shit, I don't know. Because they're used to playing their role. Now they got to go, you know, fill in for someone else. So I think on the Bucks side, it's going to play on the psyche and it's going to be on, you know, on Coach Bud to be like, you know, I got to figure this shit out now. Like, we wasn't planning on not going in here with Middleton. We coming in here with guns blazing. Now one of our biggest weapons is down. Shit, you got to, you know, adjust for that on our end too. Because when we throw somebody at them, now Middleton would have been there. Now somebody else got to step in.
Probably so it's Grayson Allen or some shit.
Yeah, it's going to be him, his bum ass. So it's like, you know, on their side, I think that maybe they might not panic because they are the champs and they have some guys over there that's like, okay, let's just settle down. But when shit start getting real on that court, I like us with the advantage in that situation because I think that we're healthier because they had Middleton longer than we had Zoe. And they were more used to running, you know, out there with Middleton. So for them, I don't think it's just cause to say the series is over with on their side. But at the same time, they'd be lying if they said they wasn't worried about us. Because we still have a great team. Like, this is a great team that lost some key games.
This team isn't a 16, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, people are getting fooled by the positioning. Like, no, don't look at us like just some normal 6 seed. Go back and really look at who we played and when shit started to go bad for us and the certain games we lost. We are very capable of winning this series, dog. Like, I like my chances before, you know, after seeing game one. But with Chris Middleton going down, I feel like we're going to win the series.
Yeah, I don't think they're scared, but I would say it's a massive, massive loss for the Bucks. The only way I could get it worse if Giannis was the one with the MCL. It's massive. And I say, even if they do find a way to beat us, They're not winning a championship. They will get smacked the fuck around by Boston or Brooklyn if Chris Middleton is not playing. It's just that damn simple.
Yeah.
So I think it is a massive loss because Milwaukee has bigger goals. Their goal isn't just to beat the Bulls. Their goal is to put up another fucking Bantam and fires a form. They're not doing that without Chris Middleton. And for the Bulls,
their goals weren't to just beat the Bulls, but now it's like, shit, we got to beat
these right, exactly. That's true.
Pressure's
that's
on them.
And it's like from the Bulls, it's like you can't let up. Nobody in that locker room is no Chris Middleton. They playing, you know, we got this. No, nigga. Like, if anything, they're gonna come out even more defensive in game 3 because they know that they're missing somebody. And on the basketball side of it, it's gonna throw Milwaukee's rotations off, you know, because now you gotta put Grayson Allen in the starting lineup. You know, George Hill still hurt, so he's not gonna get in. Right. And it's going to make your bench thinner. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to – Giannis can't spend that much time off the floor. So I think it's going to really, really hurt them from that perspective. But long-term, it levels the playing field. Yep. You know, it levels it, and it makes it very realistic that the Bulls can win this series. And so now I ask the question, what do the Bulls need to do to win this series?
Man, listen. The one thing that I hope they do in game 3 if they don't do it in any other game, attack – because that when Giannis is foul trouble in game 1 is what I think led to DeMar being as aggressive as he was in game 2, because he's like, Giannis is going to take on the team's best player. He's not going to shy away from it. He doesn't rely on like
that nigga too.
He was cut, yeah, because he was going at him and he forcing Giannis, who was an excellent defender, he's forcing him to come prove it. Come prove this shit every single time. You're not getting one playoff. So I think the best way to be is aggressive, especially with us being at home. You fuck around and let Giannis get 2 fouls in that first quarter. You let him get 2 fouls in that first quarter.
And speaking of fouls, NBA officials, please listen to me. Shout out to whoever it was who tweeted me like a compilation tape of all the flagrant fouls that Giannis got away with yesterday.
Man.
You have to let somebody who is shooting the ball plant their foot. This nigga stepped on DeMar's foot at least 5 times.
And he scooted his foot under after he went up. I saw it.
Yeah. I don't want to call him dirty, but remember people was accusing him of that last year when they did Kyrie.
They was.
So there's a fucking pattern here. And yeah. I love Giannis. He's one of my favorite players, but it is what it is. And it's on the ref. Refs got called that shit, because if this the other way around, nigga, DeMar would have been ejected.
Easily.
If this was on fucking Giannis.
They was still reviewing the plays right now. Like, yeah, get him out the league.
I get superstar treatment. I understand that. I'm not mad that every superstar in the history of this league has gotten special treatment. You look at Michael Jordan, there was a foul back in the day. I get it. But, nigga, when we're home for these next 2 games, we better get some home cooking. I need some more fouls. And also, the Bulls, like you said earlier, get to the fucking basket.
That's it.
You can blame the rest, but if you're not going to the cup, you're not going to get those calls.
Yeah. I think the Bulls are going to either win or lose this series in the paint. Yeah. Because – like you said, they can't defend the 3-point well. They know that too. So if you just make it easy for them and just keep taking shots and missing, it's wasted possessions by us and it's letting them off the hook. So like you're really, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot by just taking all these threes, these jumpers, you know, unless they're wide open, unless you think, you know, you just got the advantage. Go to the cup. That's what I want from Zach. Game 3, if you ask me what I want from Zach LaVine, not anybody else, give the ball to Zach. Zach, they're not going to stand in front of you long enough to try to stop you going, kind of like when you're running downhill like that. Yeah. Go to the cup, bro.
Yeah,
go to the cup. They let you go to the cup 15 times. Go. Like, just, they can't stop you. I have not seen them stop him yet.
Yeah. I see only one scenario for the Bulls to win the series. And they have to win both of the other home games. Both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have to win both. If we go back to Milwaukee on Wednesday and it's a 2-2 series, I wouldn't be shocked if Milwaukee wins 2 in a row. And it closes. You have to win both. Go up 3-1, and now you give yourself 3 opportunities to get 1 win. Put all of the pressure on them. We do not need a situation like happened in 2015, people. For those of you who are young, I know a lot of y'all probably are young and listen to this podcast. A lot of y'all who are like 23, you niggas was like fucking 15 in 2015.
Yeah.
So We were a missed call away from taking a 3-1 lead on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, bro. When David Black called a timeout and they were out of timeouts, and all of a sudden the referee don't see nothing, and LeBron games Jimmy, and that was all she wrote. We cannot afford that. You have to come out.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you have to come. I remember I was so depressed about that shot that I was so mad that I didn't even throw anything. I never forget. Like, it was like the games 3 and 4 were like the most extreme emotions. When D Rose did the game winner in game 3,
yeah,
I was in a bar in UCLA, you going crazy. I was 48, 72 hours later. When LeBron hit that shot, I literally stared at my TV in my living room. In my bedroom, just staring at it. And I watched until the ABC news came on.
You know why I was like so mad at that shit? I was mad at it for two reasons. One, it's LeBron.
Yeah.
But two, it was a shot. And I'm like, they always say this motherfucker don't take the last shot. And he would take it on some cheating-ass shit and hit it on us.
And it was good. And Jimmy played good defense.
He played perfect. The only thing else he could have did was foul him.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But it should have never came out. So if you're the Bulls, do not put this game in the referee's hand and do not let Giannis beat you. Let the others beat you. If you get beat because motherfucking Wesley Matthews hit a three, whatever.
Yeah, right. You can live with that. If Wesley Matthews going to go off for 29 points and Grayson Allen going to have a dub, hey, guess what? We challenged these niggas to step up and they did it. So I'm not mad at that. But if you go out there and let, you know, Giannis, Wesley Matthews give you nine.
Giannis,
Giannis got 63. It's like,
it's a problem. It's a problem. And I feel like they've played the best defense you could possibly play on Giannis, because you're not going to stop Giannis. You know what I'm saying? I think what we're doing to Milwaukee is kind of like the game plan that Boston is trying to do, slow down KD and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, KD is shooting way worse than Giannis is, but you got to keep trapping him. And now he has one less kickout partner. You know, he doesn't have Chris Middleton.
That's so important.
That's important.
That safety blanket is gone now.
Safety blanket is gone. And so you need to do that. Make the others beat you. So if they win game 3 and game 4, you go 3-1. Now now they're in desperation mode. So they have to win these two home games. Is imperative for, in my opinion, for them to win this series.
Yeah, no. Listen, if you win game 3, to me, you have, because you have to, like, we sound like, you know, duh, like you have to win. But it's like, no, you win game 3, bro. Have to win. Get, like, now you, the pressure going to be back on you. Cause it's like, you better not go back there 2-2. You better go back there up 3-1. Like you said, you got your destiny in your hands. You know, a call go your way in one of these games. All you need is one, you know, you fuck around and take this series and really shock the world. Like, this would be one of the illest upsets, you know what I'm saying? Because these are the champs.
This ain't just three, like, game 3 is an ESPN game. Keep the Mike Breen bangs to a fucking on our minimum,
side.
Nigga.
Keep them on our side. If Mike Breen gonna be saying bang, it better be for Kobe White, Io, Zach, and them niggas. If he say bang and it's Wesley Matthews every time, or fucking Drew Holiday get lit, I'm gonna be fucking lit.
I'm be so pissed, man.
Yeah, I think that not only, you know, do we have to win these games, I think that we can. Again, if Zach just attacks the rim, bro, you better go 06 D Wade on these niggas, man. So
I want a prediction from you. Is Zach gonna have a Zach game in these next two?
I think Zach is gonna have a Zach game in game 3.
Okay.
Game 4, I don't, maybe coming off of game 3, I think it may get a little more balanced out. I'm predicting a Zach game in game 3 because that kid has been hungry for not only win streaks and playoff appearances, but wins, you know, wins when it matters. And now he got that taste of blood. I think we're going to see a different guy even in the next game, because it's possible. Like, you got here, it's possible. Now you won a game and they shit. And it's like, wait, that's what this feel like? Okay, cool. Now we can do this shit again. Like, you got the confidence that you can do it again. So I'm predicting a Zach game in game 3.
Yeah, I don't know what game it'll happen, but I do think it's going to happen in these next two. I do. I think he's going to, the crowd's going to be behind him. And I think the others are going to play well. Not that they're going to play that many minutes, because Billy's been had a very short rotation, as he should.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need more game 1 Kobe White. I don't need game 2. And Kobe wasn't terrible in game 2, but he wasn't like he was game 1.
Yeah, it was real quick. Like, oh, yeah. Getting
Kobe is going to get them open threes. Knock them shits down. So let's wrap this up with our game 3 predictions, man. How you going with this one? How you going with it?
Man, before I even make that prediction, I got to shout out to Billy Donovan again. I shouted him out in the post game after game 2.
Amazing game plan, man.
The man is 2-for-2 right now with me going into game 3, because he put together a game plan that was good enough to win game 1. We just didn't execute. Game 2, it looked like more of the same, but a little tighter. Just a little, you know, he cleaned it up a little bit. We got the W. Game 3, we're going to win. We're going to win this game. I think it's going to be a game that It might be similar to game two. I can't see. I don't want to say we're going to just jump out to some crazy lead, but who knows? We're back at home. It's going to be loud. If we fuck around and hit them first two, three shots, man, we might be looking at a fucking 11, 12 point, you know, lead in the first quarter, you know, that type of shit. So I'm going to say we're going to win this game.
Yeah, I got us winning game of three, but like, I think it's going to be like one of them 10 point wins. Like, not that we, you know, beat
the free throws at the end and shit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the games when Milwaukee comes out hot. You know what I'm saying? With urgency, you know, the Bulls are doing too much because the crowd is loud. First home playoff game in 5 years. And, you know, they may be going maybe like an 8-9 point lead early in the game, but then they get this shit together and they have a massive run late in the game to where they, you know, end up winning by 10 points. And I think Zach's going to have a massive game. I think DeMar is going to continue to play well, but if Vooch is going to keep it up, I really do. I really do think Vooch is going to keep it up. Like you said, you want to see him do it again, you know, do it one more time.
Vooch got to do it again. I'm sorry.
Vooch got to do it the whole series.
And I hate to sound like this, but we've given Vooch enough passes.
Yeah.
That one good game from Vooch is not enough for me to be like just do it again. Now, if he does it in game three, you won't hear nothing else out of me. If he does it in game three, whether we win or lose, you won't hear nothing else out of me about Vooch because he showed up and did what I wanted. That's all.
But do it again, nigga. I agree. He was too hot and cold in the season for me to just have one game and then go, oh, he's back. No, you got to do the rest of the series, man. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch this game. Of course,
hype as fuck, bro. I'm planning my day and my night around. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't used to do that before. Like, it's April when we doing this? Like, shit.
It's April, man. The Bulls got a good shot, man. It's going to be rocking in the UC. And then y'all can tune in with us after the game. We can talk about it, man. Hopefully talk about a Bulls win, man. But that's all we got for y'all on this week's edition of Third Pick Podcast. You know to follow me on Twitter at BarbChairScott. Mariana, let me know they can get tuned with you.
Man, the Timberwolves is getting in Memphis ass right now.
What's the score?
But it's 31. It's 31-18.
Okay.
First quarter action. But at Mariano on Twitter, 2 N's, 2 O's. Like I'm gonna tell you, listen, if your aunt hit me before the Bulls game, maybe I'll be a little,
maybe you know, be receptive. A little more lean.
Yeah, maybe. But I might put my shit on D&D when the game starts. So you never know. At Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. We out here, man. Like you said, tap in with us. You know, shout out to everybody that's been tapping in so far with the post-game shows. Love to have y'all in there. The comments, all that. Tap in with us after game three. Like you said, if we talking about a win, boy, I'm going to sound so different. Oh, it sounds so different.
Yeah, me too. Oh, man. follow the Barber Shit Network at Barber Shit Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon so y'all can see this podcast at patreon.com/Barber Shit Network. Thank you to everybody who supported the 79th and Hallis Draft Fund. We will be in Vegas next week to cover the NFL draft. Me and my brother Flo is looking for a lot of live shows. We're going to do some podcasts. We're going to do a vlog. We're going to do a whole bunch of content for y'all. Check that out. And, of course, new episode of I'm Not Gonna Hold You is out right now. So go check that out on H&B Media TV, man. And we're going to holler at y'all tonight after game three. And, of course, you know, more full breakdown for next week, episode 35, man. Go Bulls.